It is also correct, after you responded yes, that it is, continued aid is in the U.S. national security interest. So that's one. Number two is a coup, a legal determination that a coup happened would require a suspension or cutoff in all non-humanitarian assistance to Egypt, including the $1.3 billion in FMF. Is that correct?
Well, Matt, because we're not there, we haven't made that determination.
I know, but the determination that determination would trigger a cutoff or suspension of the assistance. Is that correct?
Again, I don't want to be analyzing what the legal options are here. That is being closely looked at. There are a number of factors that are being closely looked at. I know we'll continue to talk about this in the days ahead, but I'm not going to get ahead of where we are in the process.
Well, but I'm not asking you to get ahead of anything. If anything, I'm asking you just to confirm what the law says, which is that if there is a determination that a coup happened, that a democratically elected government was overthrown by unconstitutional means, that would require a suspension or a cutoff in assistance.
Well, there is a broad legal definition that is applicable in many cases, right, Matt? But we're also looking at what happened here on the ground. There are millions of people on the ground who do not think it was a coup. We factor lots of factors in. We're in the analysis process right now, and I'm not going to get ahead of where that may or may not go.
But why does the fact that there are lots of people on the ground in Egypt who don't think it was a coup have any bearing on this? I mean, the determination is not being made by people on the ground in Egypt. The determination, as Matt rightly points out, is normally made by the legal advisor's office at the State Department.
And through an interagency process, Arshad, that of course takes a lot of factors into play here, and I just don't want to get ahead of that process and that determination.
But why does it make any difference what people on the ground think? I mean, presumably the people who ousted the civilian democratically elected
because
government have a different view.
Because taking a look at what happened on the ground is a factor in the process.
And is it, one more on this one, please. Historically, it is the legal advisor's office, as I have understood it, that, as Matt said, takes the lead on making that determination. If in this instance they are not taking the lead, then who ultimately will make what is a legal determination here? I mean, it's not just a policy determination, it's a legal one in response to a law. If it's not the legal advisor's office, who is it? Is it the White House counsel's office? Is it somebody at the Justice Department? I mean, what is the legal authority within the government that ultimately will make this call if it is not the legal advisor's office?
Well, again, I wasn't implying that the legal office at the State Department does not have a very significant role that they play and that they are continuing to play in any case like this. There are a number of determinations that are being made about our policy moving forward in Egypt. That is happening at a very high level. So I was just conveying that decision-making process and those conversations continue to be in place and happening now.
But I still don't get who makes the ultimate call on what is a legal determination. Is it the legal advisor? Is it the Secretary of State? Is it the President? Is it somebody else?
Well, there are a number of factors that go into it. I will check and see if there's a specific historical legal TikTok of the exact order of decision making for you.